So, well, welcome. Today I'm here with Perry McGuire, who is a member of our 2018 session of the Business Analyst Blueprint. Super excited to meet with Perry and hear a little bit more about his experience. So, hello, Perry.
Hello, Laura.
Hey, thanks for being here. Now, you, where are you from?
I'm from Jersey in the Channel Islands.
The Channel Islands. That sounds gorgeous.
It's a small island which is closer to France than it is England, but it is actually a British island.
Okay. So do you have work in that area, or do you commute off the island?
Well, Jersey's had a lot of bad press, I guess, recently, because it's seen by some as being a tax haven, which the island authorities are determined to counter. But as a consequence, there's an awful lot of finance business that goes on in Jersey. And so when one's talking about business analysis and business analyst roles, it's primarily focused in the finance sector, because, you know, with the banks, because they're the only companies that have ongoing projects and budgets that can afford those sort of staff.
Oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Since that kind of got us off track a little bit there, but I was really curious to hear about where you were from. And we do find that different local areas definitely have that like industry flavor of, and that has a big impact on the business analyst roles available to you. Yeah. So just to kind of get us started, and thanks again for being with me today and sharing a bit about your experience. So, you know, if you can kind of take me back to January of this year before we started working together in the blueprint, where were you at in your career at that point?
Okay. I'd recently completed a compliance analyst role in December. That was a 6-month role. And I figured that I would obviously look for work in January. But whilst I was doing that, I would complete my BCS diploma studies for my business analysis. Because the logic being, even if I managed to secure work in January, I wouldn't start until February. So in this case, January was a free month. So I may as well put it to some use and complete my studies. Whilst I was doing that, I came across three business analyst roles in January, and I looked at them and I thought, I can't do them. I don't have the practical BA skills to perform those roles. And that was quite worrying. And then I suddenly thought, well, hang about, even if I complete my BCS study and get my certificate, the diploma, that's not necessarily going to advance my practical BA skills. So as you can imagine, my head was a little bit scrambled at the time, thinking, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going to get my next job from.
Right. And now you had mentioned you had just come out of a compliance role. Had you filled other business analyst roles in the past?
Yes. I mean, I've performed two commercial BA roles, one with the local government here in Jersey. That was a 5-month role, and that was a change management project. And then I had a holiday in Norway, came back, had half a day to myself before I walked into another role with a bank, also as a business analyst. And I was there for 13 months.
Okay. So you had a fair amount of experience in business analysis, but the role still had.
Well, you say that, but this is where I've been caught out, because the role I had with the bank, my title was business analyst. I was there for 13 months, but in all honesty, I was just a project administrator. I wasn't actually performing any business analysis. And so when people look at my CV and they you know, as you've just done, okay, you've got 13 months experience as a BA, but that's not exactly true. And I mean, I've got to hold my hand up, and there's probably more I could have done. I could have been more forceful. I could have been more more obliging, whatever. But, you know, it's history. I had 13 months, and I didn't really progress my business analyst's skill set.
Gotcha. So then you took the plunge and you joined the Business Analyst Blueprint, right? So you put, if I remember correctly, you put your BCS goal on hold temporarily. Yes. Yeah. So what were your expectations when you joined the program?
Well, I was aware, I've been aware of Bridging the Gap for a number of years. And I know that, you know, Bridging the Gap is bona fide, it's legitimate. And I think what swung it for me was when I read the introductory documents for the BA Blueprint course. There was a passage about BAs being on expensive courses, cramming a lot of knowledge into 2 or 3 days, but still leaving those courses without really improving their practical BA skill set. And I mean, I could relate to that so much. Because I've completed 4 of the 5 exams for the BCS diploma, and that's exactly what happened. You cram an awful lot of knowledge into 2 or 3 days. You have an exam at the end of it, but you know, does it really improve one's practical BA skills? Well, not really.
So you were looking for that kind of a practical experience and improvement.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because when I saw those 3 jobs in January, I just thought I don't have the practical skills to perform those roles.
Mm. Okay. So yeah, that kind of gap can be a bit scary too, to be honest. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So you took the plunge, you joined the Blueprint. And yeah. I know you've done some fantastic, fantastic work. Take us back to that first technique you used. I mean, I think you started at the beginning with the process analysis, correct?
Yes. I mean,
how did that go?
Well, process analysis. I mean, I thought my process analysis skills were quite good. I mean, that was my strongest skill, my strongest BA skill, if you like. But I had to relearn everything I knew about process analysis and process improvement as a consequence of the BA Blueprint. And it was fantastic because I was actually performing business analysis. And there were some fantastic tips, you know, things like keep your activities in the workflow down to a minimum of I think it was 8 or 9 or maybe 10 activities at max. Otherwise, you know, create a sub-process instead. So little tips like this were just fantastic. And as a consequence, my process analysis, my process improvement skills, I think are, you know, extremely strong.
Oh, that's awesome. And now were you applying these? Had you found a new contract role at that point where you were applying these techniques, or did you find a different way to do them?
Well, I mean, obviously I applied them through the course itself, through the workbook. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at this stage I was actively looking for work. I'm also a member of a local charity. And so that was enabling me or giving me the opportunity to implement some of the new skills that I was learning on the BA Blueprint.
Gotcha. So you were able to volunteer to do some of that work.
Yes.
Yeah, that's an awesome solution when you're kind of in between opportunities. So did you face any resistance to them? Because sometimes we hear, you know, people go to find that and then people, you know, at the nonprofits or the charities are challenged with how to leverage a business analyst. Are there any challenges that you had to work through with them to make that happen?
Not really. I think, I mean, one has to sell the idea to them, i.e. it's in their interest ultimately, because they were the ones who will benefit by improving their processes. I mean, I think you have to be a bit careful and you have to be a bit mindful that you will be using other people's information, and especially if it's like a charity, a not-for-profit, then I think you do have to be quite careful with the information you are handling. But, you know, that aside, certainly the experience I had was that the charity were quite happy for me to be involved, with caveats.
Right. That's awesome. So what improvement were you able to make through the business process work you did?
Well, they had a process, an existing process, and as is, whereby people could apply for financial assistance. And the process that they had in existence at the time wasn't actually documented. So, I mean, there were issues of traceability, governance issues. And so it was an ideal opportunity for me to, you know, to get started and practice some of my my new process analysis and process improvement skills.
Gotcha. And then, so let's maybe move forward. Did you use that same organization to practice use cases and wireframes?
I did, but obviously a different perspective. The the use cases, I mean, I knew of use cases, but I hadn't actually done anything apart from a use case diagram. So actually having the opportunity to put together a use case was fantastic and really interesting. And the use case I created was in regard to making online donations through the charity website. At the moment, it's an option that they don't have. So I went through the various flows, the basic flows, the various exceptions, alternative flows, to achieving making donations online. I mean, it's not going to happen anytime soon. So, I mean, I was aware of that before I sort of commenced the work, but it was just, an opportunity to use it as an example.
Right. I like that you got creative there, right? And I'm sure like when they do try to explore it, right, they'll be that much further ahead.
Well, yes, the work is already there. The work is there for them to pick up or someone else to pick up, whatever. But, I mean, it's all relevant. It's relevant should they decide to take that option going forward.
Right. And what was your takeaway as the analyst from going through the process of writing a use case? It can be a little mind-bendy if you haven't actually done one before, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to get your head around the principles involved and the direction you're going in. But once you do that and start thinking about the path, I mean, you've got the main path, and then you've got the various other options. Once you start thinking like that, then you can sort of see how powerful it is, because potentially you can get all these requirements start sort of like popping out. And it was just fantastic. It was, I really, really enjoyed it and surprised myself, because, as I say, I've never been involved in doing use cases before. And, you know, now I have, and I can now make reference to it on my resume.
Right. And now, was this one of the skills that you had seen in those jobs?
I'm not sure. I can't remember whether it was included in one of the three roles I saw, but I have seen local other roles advertised locally where use cases are mentioned. And again, prior to being on the BA blueprint, you know, it's things like that probably would have put me off applying for those roles.
Right. Gotcha. Awesome. Now, anything you want to share about the data modeling component?
Well, for me, the data modeling component was the biggie. Mm-hmm. It was because being so technical compared to the other two modules, I thought, this is going to be interesting. And I was pleasantly surprised. The glossary was fine. I didn't have a problem with the glossary. The ERDs, the entity relationship diagrams. Now, I'd attempted to do those in the past with varying degrees of success. And I think I've got my head around it this time. It was using the cardinality, the crow's foot. It gets you know, it's something you have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sort of think about where you're heading to. And again, I think the information that was provided in the course was very, very useful in identifying the cardinality. It was quite useful in doing that, making it a little bit easier.
It is one of those things that you kind of have to step through it, right? And do it a few times. And even now, yes, when I go back to it, if I haven't done it in a while, like I have to look at those keys and be like, what means what? Yeah. And really step through it the way that we talk through it in the course in order to make sure I'm not going to screw something up.
But as you say, it's like anything, isn't it? The more you do these particular techniques and, they will become second nature. At the moment, they're not second nature, but almost second nature.
Yeah, yeah. So if you look back, you know, you obviously applied all the techniques and got additional practice and experience as part of your background through this. But what would you say is kind of the result of doing all that work for you?
Well, for me, certainly, I mean, I got what I wanted out of the course, which was to boost my practical BA skills. I mean, that all the boxes are ticked. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, my confidence is, is very, very high because I know that I'm able to perform a host of business analyst practical skills in respect to best practice, and that gives me an awful lot of confidence.
That's awesome. And what has that meant for you professionally over the last couple of months?
Well, it means that I have confidence in applying for roles which perhaps once upon a time I wouldn't have applied for. I'm looking at a role at the moment which mentions data migration and data mapping, data analysis. Now, you know, I'm not a data analyst, but looking through the job description, I'm thinking I could do that, I could do that, I could do that. Now, once upon a time, I would have just knocked the job back saying, no, it's a data analyst role. I can't do that.
Right, well, gotcha. Now, so it's actually opened up additional opportunities.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, anything that you would like to add?
Well, I think also one thing I thought was fantastic was the course instruction and feedback from the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sort of mention in particular Paula Bell and Doug Goldberg. And there was an instance where I was, I think it was an ERD actually, and Doug came back to me and gave me a few words of advice. But the beauty was he didn't actually tell me what to do. He gave me a few dots, not all the dots to join, but just a few dots. So I still had to go away, understand it, join the remaining dots myself, and join those dots. And so that was fantastic because it actually got me to think even more. Instead of just telling me, Perry, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you need to do this, I wouldn't have benefited really because I wouldn't have learned from my mistake, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But by telling me, well, hang about, you know, be careful here, remember that this exercise is about data and not process. And you have to take a step back and start thinking about it, which is great.
Yeah, our instructors are great at kind of pointing out those things and facilitating that learning process. So I love that we are able to do that as part of this model. So I guess one final, and thank you for sharing that. Paula and Doug are great, great instructors. So proud to have them on our team. Definitely. So one last question for you. If you hadn't decided to invest in the Blueprint, where do you think you'd be today?
I wouldn't like to say. In January of this year, I couldn't see where I was going to get a job from. And it was quite worrying.
Yeah.
And I took a punt on the BA Blueprint, and I was paying for the course, so there was an element of risk involved if it didn't actually provide me with what I wanted at the end of it. But I can honestly say it surpassed my expectations. And I'm so pleased that I went on the course. And as a consequence, my whole outlook in respect of business analysis and being a BA has been transformed.
Well, that is awesome. Awesome to hear. Thank you, Perry.
You're welcome, Laura. I really say a big thank you to everybody involved, and even the other students, the other candidates, because with the Facebook page and the webinars, I think we started to have a real sense of community.
Yeah, and that's something we look forward to continuing on to as we expand the Blueprint. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Anything else you'd like to say before we close things out?
I would just like to say, thanks very much, and keep up the very good work.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.